This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa, Chad's President Mahatma Idris Deby, and Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni are set to address the UN General Assembly in New York Thursday. Access to COVID-19 vaccines has been one of the major topics of the annual meeting at the UN's MAID headquarters and is likely to be one of the most discussed again Thursday as leaders from African nations make up a large portion of the day's list of speakers. While some countries, such as the U.S., have had vaccine doses widely available to their populations for months, other countries have struggled to access COVID-19 vaccine supplies. The African Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports 4% of the continent's population is fully vaccinated. Ramaphosa was among a group of leaders who participated in a virtual summit Wednesday convened by U.S. President Joe Biden to discuss boosting efforts to vaccinate people all over the world. Biden announced Wednesday the U.S. was buying another 500 million doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine to distribute to other countries. Meanwhile, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration late Wednesday authorized a third shot of the two-dose Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for Americans 65 years and older and adults at high risk of severe illness. Wednesday's decision also approved a booster shot for people in certain occupations, such as healthcare workers, teachers, grocery store employees, and those in homeless shelters or prisons. The authorization will likely pave the way for Thursday's vote by an advisory committee of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, considering which group of Americans will be eligible to receive the Pfizer booster shots. A CDC panel met Wednesday to discuss who should be first in line to receive the booster shots, a controversial decision that comes more than a month after President Joe Biden first announced plans to administer booster shots 8 months after the second dose. This is VOA News. The Cumbre Viejo volcano on La Palma, one of Spain's territorial Canary Islands, erupted for a fifth day Thursday. The volcano remained steadily active throughout the night and continued as the sun rose over the island Thursday morning, pulsing lava from the mountainside. Streams of black lava have advanced slowly westward since Sunday, incinerating everything in its path, including houses, schools, and the banana plantations that produce the island's biggest export. The lava has destroyed nearly 200 houses and forced thousands of people to flee. A cloud of sulfur dioxide is expected to move east in the early hours of Thursday over the rest of the Canary Archipelago, the Iberian Peninsula, and into the Mediterranean Sea. The U.S. military Wednesday announced its plan to implement a series of recommendations for dealing with sexual assault and sexual harassment among its personnel. An independent review panel presented a series of actions the Defense Department should take to address accountability, prevention, culture, and victim care. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin Wednesday approved a roadmap to carry out those steps, saying he expects Pentagon leaders to move swiftly and deliberately to implement it. A 2018 Pentagon survey estimated that more than 20,000 U.S. service members experienced sexual assault that year. As much of the world economy recovers from the COVID-19 pandemic, Europe is seeing unprecedented energy price spikes, prompting concerns about whether families will be able to afford to heat their homes as the Northern Hemisphere's winter approaches. The price jumps in natural gas are due largely to a surge in demand in Asia and low supplies in Europe, which has seen an astonishing 280% increase in wholesale gas prices. Electricity prices are also soaring because natural gas is used across the continent to generate a substantial percentage of its electricity. Moscow's decision to refrain from boosting natural gas shipments to via Ukraine pipelines is worsening the crunch and adding to claims that Russia is using the energy needs of its European neighbors to hold them ransom. Some European politicians are accusing the Kremlin of deliberately worsening Europe's energy crisis as a tactic to pressure the European Union into speeding up certification of the just-completed Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline, which bypasses Ukraine and runs from Russia to Germany under the Baltic Sea. One day after taking the job, Florida's newly appointed Surgeon General has signed new coronavirus quarantine guidelines. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis appointed Dr. Joseph Lepato. He says the new rules allow parents to decide whether their children should quarantine or stay in school after being exposed to someone who has tested positive. Reporting remote,